and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. It's there you'll find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come.
You heard one of my favourite Irish songs, Come Back Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff, sung by, well, one of my favourite Irish female artists, Louise Morrissey. Now, you remember the Beatles? No, we're not having the Beatles on Sounds Irish, but they had a song entitled When I'm 64, which is one of my favourite Beatles tracks, actually. You know the one, if you should leave me when you still need me when I'm 64. We have the equivalent here now. It's done for us by Foster and Allen. It's a lovely song. All you people know that I'm a big Foster and Allen fan. I think they sing lovely sort of storytelling songs. Here they sing Darling, Will You Love Me When I'm Old?
Two lovers, they were walking hand in hand. The maiden wore a shiny wedding band. She said, my love, you own my heart and soul. So promise that you love me when I'm born. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. He kissed her lips and touched her golden hair. Then looked upon her face, so young and fair. He held her gently to his loving heart, saying only God above could make us part. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. As man and wife, with 7 kids to grace their happy life. Sometimes the clouds grew dark and nights were cold. Somehow their love grew strong as they grew. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old.
Now, friends, I'm delighted to bring on a new voice on Two Sounds Irish, a lady we haven't had on the programme. Her name, Maggie Young. She hails, well, she was born in Belfast, but she hails from Northern Ireland and is a lovely singer. She has a great way with harmonies here. I'm going to play for you, well, it's a bit of country and gospel, I would put it. Country gospel, yeah. And she's singing a song entitled I Give Thanks. Let's listen together to the lovely Maggie Young.
I wake up every morning with a smile upon my face. I see God's creation and His amazing grace. I hear the birds are singing, their songs are sweet and true. God feeds the little sparrow and He cares for me. Giving perfect rainbow. God's colors never fade. I recall the blessings in my life and the memories I've made. And I give thanks to Him each morning and all throughout my day. At night when I get on my knees, my God, to Him I pray, giving thanks for the little things.
Now, Frank McCaffrey is a regular contributor to Sounds Irish, but this one, I want you to listen to the lyrics, because I just wonder, can you relate to it? I can, because, well, I grew up, first of all, in Dublin, and then moved to live in Liverpool, and lots of the lyrics I can associate with this one. Frank McCaffrey and When I Was a Lad.
Rows of back-to-back houses covered in smoke and grime. Children skipping in the street and washing on the line. Scarf tucked down your jersey to keep you from the cold. I wore a woolly orange jumper when I was 9 years old.
When I was a lad, neighbors were neighbors. When I was a lad, doing you favors.
People giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad,
Dolly mixed juice.
When I was a lad,
Saturday pictures.
When I was a lad,
those were the greatest days of all. School from Monday to Friday, I learned to read and write. Granddad sitting on the doorstep in the fading light. Tin bat hanging from a 6-inch nail, lino on the floor. Lavatory out in the backyard, sit with your foot against the door.
When I was a lad,
neighbors were neighbors.
When I was a lad,
doing you favors. People giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad,
Dolly mixed juice.
When I was a lad,
Saturday pictures.
When I was a lad, those were the greatest days of all.
Times were hard in winter, Mammy kept us fed. All night huddled round the fireside, overcoats on the bed. Reared a great big family, we all slept head to toe. In a big brass bed up in the back room, and it seemed so long ago.
When I was a lad,
neighbors were neighbors.
When I was a lad,
doing you favors. People giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad,
Dolly mixed juice.
When I was a lad,
Saturday pictures.
When I was a lad,
those were the greatest days of all.
When I was a lad,
neighbors were neighbors.
When I was a lad,
doing you favors. People giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad,
Dolly mixed juice.
When I was a lad,
Saturday pictures.
When I was a lad, those were the greatest days. When I was a lad,
those were the greatest days of all.
Frank McCaffrey, and When I Was a Lad. I can only say that when I was a lad, most of the time I was a brat. I broke the heart of my school teachers. But there you are. We won't go into that now. We'll talk about that another day. Here's a lovely track from Anne-Marie O'Riordan, Oscailga, as we say, or in Irish. It's entitled Oro Sé de Baja Walia. Now, what it sort of half translated to the best of my ability, it means you're welcome home, or it's great to be home now that summer is here. And it's something that many Irish people learned at school as a school song. So I hope as you listen to this, if you did learn it at school, that it brings back happy memories to you. Oro Sé de Baja Walia, it's welcome home, or it's great to be home now that the summer's here.
Roshe the Vaha Walya, oh Roshe the Vaha Walya, oh Roshe the Vaha Walya. An Yisher Hakton Taurig, Shay the Vaha Van Bolin, for the Bay are cracked to bet in giving the Huikar Vai Shelf Mirlo. So deal Taleshna Gau. Marimim bio in the ye gak shocked and gron you el agus mila gosh geek. Eg fogart fan er gaulib.
O roshe the baha walia, o roshe the baha walia, o roshe the baha walia. An isher hoftan tauri, o roshe the baha.
Noch will shin gehunt hoch erfod. Wasn't that beautiful altogether? Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and I hope that brought happy memories back to many of our Irish listeners of your school days. Now, we're going to have a piece from, well, a couple of pieces from Eileen Ivers, one of the finest fiddle players you could ever hear. She's playing two pieces here, Flowing Tides and Crock of Gold. And listen to this. There's some very unusual, what was the word I'm looking for? Syncopation. There's a good old-fashioned word for you. With the rhythm underneath, the way she handles this. Here's Eileen Ivers.
Thank you.
Sibh Geistocht Sounds Irish, le Mise, Joe Bollard. Now, these next two tracks concern the same subject. On August the 22nd, we commemorate the life of Michael Collins. It was on that date in 1922 that Michael Collins was assassinated. Michael Collins will go down in history, Irish history anyway, as one of the greatest statesmen of our country. At that time, our country was at civil war, and my father was somehow involved in it. I do not know how, but whenever I brought up the subject and wanted to talk about it, he didn't want to talk about it. Michael Collins and his men were ambushed at a place in West Cork called Baal na Bla, or the Valley of the Flowers. And they were ambushed, and it was during that ambush that Michael Collins was shot. And it's always been, for want of a better phrase, a bone of contention among people as to who organised the shooting or assassination of Michael Collins. So the first track we're going to hear is just called Michael. And it's sung for us here by Johnny McAvoy. Now, Johnny starts the track by actually doing a little bit of recitation, painting the scene of a curlew overlooking the valley of Baal na Bla, and he sees the curlew, what's happening. And Michael Collins was very well loved by the people, and he was known as the big fella, and he was a great people's man. He mixed with the people, and he would go to their houses and take part in their dances in their houses and doing the half sets and things. But here, listen to Johnny McAvoy and his telling the story of Michael Collins. Michael.
The curlew stood silent and unseen in the long, damp grass. And he looked down on the road below him that wound its way through Baal na Bla. And he heard the young men shouting and cursing, running backwards and forwards, dodging and weaving and ducking the bullets that rained down on them from the hillside opposite. Just as quickly as it started, the firing stopped, and a terrible silence hung over the valley. A lone figure lay on the roadside in the drizzling August rain. Dressed in green greatcoat, leggings, and brown hobnail boots that would never again set the sparks flying from the kitchen flagstones as he danced his way through a half-set. A hurried, whispered act of contrition, and the firing breaks out again. The curlew takes to flight, and as he flies out over the empty, sad fields of West Cork, with his lonesome call, he must tell the world that the big fellow has fallen, and that Michael is gone.
On the far off August day, cold young men in ambush lay on a roadside by a hill where flowers grow. So much hate for one so young, who was right and who was wrong. Though 1,000 years may pass, we'll never know. Candles dripping blood, they placed beside your shoulders. Rosary beads like teardrops on your fingers. Friends and comrades standing by, in their grief they wonder why Michael, in their hour of need, you had to go. And when evening twilight came, gently fell the autumn rain. Oh, but you lay still and silent on the ground. As we hung our heads in prayer,
in our sorrow and despair. We wondered, was it friend or foe who shut you down? Candles dripping blood, they placed beside your shoulder. Rosary beads like teardrops on your fingers. Friends and comrades standing by, in their grief they wonder why. Michael, in their hour of need, you had to go. Now the flame that you held high, when you called out to the sky to end this senseless killing and this shame, has now passed to other hands and is carried through the land by some not fit to even speak your name. Candles dripping blood, they placed beside your shoulders. Rosary beads like teardrops on your fingers. Friends and comrades standing by, in their grief they wonder why. Michael, in their hour of need, you had to go. Michael, in their hour of need, why did you go?
Around 1970, I think it must have been, my good friend Dermot O'Brien had a big hit in the charts here in Ireland with a song called The Merry Ploughboy. And I was at the time working in a restaurant not too far from Bray. And on one particular occasion, Dermot and his good lady wife came in to have a meal. Now, Dermot and I had been friends for years. And Dermot came to me and said, "Joe, congratulations. I believe you've been having a little bit of success with some of your songwriting." At the time, I'd had some of my material recorded. He said, "I wonder, is there any possibility you could write a song for me as a follow-up to The Merry Ploughboy?" And I said, "Yes, of course, we'd give it a go." He said, "There's one specification," he said. "I'd like the subject of the song to be Michael Collins." And I said, I'm not quite sure. He said, "Go on, give it a go. Put something together and let me have it." So the following morning, actually, I contacted my father, who was alive there, and I rang him. And he said, "No way, I wasn't to touch it. It was a subject that was taboo, and we didn't do anything about it for a little while." And then I thought, well, come on, let's go for it. So I wrote the song for Dermot and I sent it to him, and he rang me up and said, "Great song, Joe, well done, but..." There's always a but, isn't there? "But," he said, I couldn't record that because the national radio station, RTE, wouldn't play it. I wouldn't get radio plays and people couldn't hear it." So that was that, and we decided to, well, you win some, you lose some. About 3 months later, while working in the same restaurant, another man came over to me and he said, "Joe, I believe you've written a song about Michael Collins. Can you sing it for us?" And I sang it. And he said, "Would you mind awfully if I went out to the car and got the tape recorder and brought it in and you sang it again? I think it's a great song, and I think Sean Dunphy could record it." This person was Earl Gill, who ran the band that Sean was singing with. And he said, "I think we could record it." Well, they did record it, released it, and it was number one in the charts for 5 weeks. And Sean at the Fine Gael Ardèche in Cork that particular year was made a presentation by the Fine Gael Party for the song The Ballad of Michael Collins. Now, in this particular song, I don't blame anyone. I don't state who actually shot Michael Collins. The question I ask in the song, who shot Michael Collins? Who was it? Who was the man with the blood on his hand? Such a cold-blooded ambush there never was planned. Here's Sean Dunphy with The Ballad of Michael Collins.
In Bail-a-Blaw in the year 22, there died the best patriot this country ever knew. No crime he committed, no wrong had he done. He was brutally murdered by a cruel assassin's gun. Oh, who is the man with the blood on his hands? Such a cold-blooded ambush there never was planned. Shame on the traitor that gave the command for to murder the brave Michael Collins. When the great note of freedom was sounded through the land, he shouldered his rifle, for Ireland took his stand. He was hunted through Dublin, but he stayed while others fled. 10,000 sovereigns was the price upon his head. Oh, who is the man with the blood on his hands? Such a cold-blooded ambush there never was planned. Shame on the traitor that gave the command for to murder the brave Michael Collins. With courage undaunted, he struggled endlessly to see this land united, to set our country free. Trusted by the people as a man of high renown, beloved by his comrades and hated by the crown. Oh, who is the man with the blood on his hands? Such a cold-blooded ambush there never was planned. Shame on the traitor that gave the command for to murder the brave Michael Collins. The convoy set out from the town of Skibbereen. By the side of a road lay his enemies unseen. They shot him without warning on the tragic summer's day. For serving his country, what a price that was to pay. Oh, who is the man with the blood on his hands? Such a cold-blooded ambush there never was planned. Shame on the traitor that gave the command for to murder the brave Michael Collins. Oh, who is the man with the blood on his hands? Such a cold-blooded ambush there never was planned. Shame on the traitor that gave the command for to murder the brave Michael Collins. Oh, who is the man with the blood?